Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing our state's entrepreneurial community. Here to help us, as usual, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, man, let's celebrate some exciting news at the University of South Carolina. The first is that they just announced a new record of $278 million in sponsored research. So what this means is that you have faculty members, they're doing research, you know, they've attracted dollars to the university. These are programs that graduate students are going through to get master's degrees, to get PhDs. These research enterprises employ people, they employ students, they employ other junior faculty, they employ administrative people. They themselves are kind of a commercial enterprise, if you will. It's really exciting to see them reach a high record level of external funding, isn't it?
It is, and I know sometimes this sponsored research turns into new startup companies.
Well, it turns into new startup companies, but you know, more broadly than that, it also turns into economic impact for the entire state, and that's the other exciting announcement that the University of South Carolina has. Their Office of Economic Engagement has announced that this is having a $790 million impact on the state of South Carolina. You know, and they've got a lot of different industry partners they're working with: IBM, Boeing, NASA, Samsung, Siemens.
I imagine that this is only going to breed more of this kind of sponsored research. It's going to bring in some best and brightest minds in both faculty and students, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, this is a whole about talent recruitment. There's several of these programs at the University of South Carolina. One is the McNair Research Center, which is over on Catawba Street in Columbia. They have an IBM Internet of Things Industrial Innovation Center. They focus on how to use cloud data to help American manufacturers improve their operations. That's really important in South Carolina. They have a digital transformation lab, which is focuses on things like robotics and visual inspection and autonomous drones, all the way to smart home appliances. If you remember that Samsung opened a big facility in Newberry a year or so ago and partnered with South Carolina and Clemson on innovation, and this is a part of that. The Center for Predictive Maintenance, which is helping everything from the U.S. Army aviation program to industry partners identify how to improve the performance of things like combat helicopters all the way to manufacturing equipment. You've got another lab, the Siemens Health and Newer's Innovation Think Tank, which is actually one of the first of its kind in a U.S. university to focus on healthcare, artificial intelligence, and information technology in healthcare. And then an artificial intelligence institute focused in a variety of industries. And this is probably more than a lot of people in South Carolina realized was at the University of South Carolina, isn't it?
Well, it's more than I realized, and I try to stay in touch with what's going on over there. But it certainly gives us a picture of how intertwined the state's flagship university is with our state's economy.
And that's really exciting. Raise the sponsored research dollars, attract talented faculty members, which is going to attract talented students to the state. They graduate. And what's really important about this is then there's the economic opportunity for these students to stay here, you know, to go to work in industry and apply, you know, the knowledge they've learned at the university. And when you think about, you know, being globally successful, that's what it takes. If you're in Silicon Valley, if you're in Tel Aviv, what you're trying to collaborate with is people who are best in the world at what they do. So, you know, this kind of progress we're making the state is really, really important.
Well, John, how's the event calendar looking for our business community?
Well, what I want to focus on is not one event, but a pursuit pass by the South Carolina Department of Commerce. And there's a number of entrepreneurial events across the year that entrepreneurs can attend at a very deep discount. I think it's a very cool thing. And these events occur throughout the year, and they range from Dig South in Charleston to the Next Pitch in Greenville to activities in the Midlands that help entrepreneurs.
All right, John, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both, as well as the link to the Commerce Department events posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.